Wow, did you see the numbers for May? XRP exchange-traded funds just pulled in over $131 million in net inflows, and it actually outpaced both Bitcoin and Ethereum. It's genuinely exciting to see.
It really is a significant development. That kind of surge signals a meaningful shift in how capital is being allocated. We're seeing both institutional and retail investors actively diversifying beyond the traditional crypto leaders.
Exactly. While Bitcoin and Ethereum were dealing with some serious headwinds from macroeconomic uncertainty and market volatility, XRP just stood its ground. It's that established utility in cross-border payments and institutional settlements really driving the resilience.
Absolutely. There are several key factors explaining this outperformance, and regulatory clarity is definitely at the top of the list. It's a primary driver for institutional adoption right now.
I love that point, because XRP has benefited from much more transparent legal frameworks compared to a lot of other altcoins. Its ETFs feel like a much more predictable and compliant vehicle for portfolio diversification. It just gives investors real peace of mind.
And don't overlook the liquidity. The high liquidity within these XRP ETFs allows large institutional players to enter and exit positions efficiently without causing significant price disruption. That's a massive structural advantage.
Right, which makes it incredibly attractive to asset managers who are prioritizing risk management and stable trading conditions. It really underscores how much the digital asset landscape is maturing.
It does. Early crypto investing was heavily concentrated in Bitcoin and Ethereum, but sophisticated investors are now building much more nuanced portfolios. They're carefully weighing regulatory status, network utility, and market cycles.
And if these ETF inflows stay strong, it's going to really strengthen the market structure. We're talking about attracting more market makers, tightening bid-ask spreads, and reducing overall volatility, which will finally make XRP much more accessible to traditional financial institutions.
Looking ahead, though, investors should keep a close eye on a few critical indicators to see if this momentum is truly sustainable. Consistent monthly and weekly net flow data will be key to distinguishing genuine institutional conviction from short-term speculation.
Definitely. And we can't ignore the regulatory side. Ongoing developments regarding XRP's classification, trading permissions, and ETF approval processes will directly impact how these funds perform.
Precisely. Real-world adoption metrics, like on-chain transaction volume and enterprise partnerships, will also be crucial, since those typically precede any sustained price appreciation.
So for anyone managing a portfolio, tracking XRP's correlation with traditional risk assets and other cryptocurrencies will remain essential for effective risk management. It's all about staying ahead of the curve.
Ultimately, May's inflow surge highlights a growing appetite for diversified, regulated crypto exposure. As the market continues to evolve, assets that combine regulatory transparency, high liquidity, and practical utility will likely continue to attract capital.
Couldn't have said it better. For investors navigating this exciting landscape, maintaining a diversified approach, monitoring on-chain fundamentals, and staying informed on regulatory shifts will be absolutely crucial for making smart decisions in the months ahead.